the tabletop. It contained plastic utensils, napkins, and chopsticks from takeout bags. With his hand, he swept the pills into the drawer and closed it. He then got up and went to the door. Renee Ballard stood on the front step. Bosch had not seen her in almost a year. She looked thinner than he remembered. He could see where her blazer had bunched over the sidearm on her hip.
Harry.
You cut your hair?
A while ago, yeah.
What are you doing up here, Renee? She frowned as though she had expected a warmer reception, but Bosch didn't know why she would have after the way things had ended last year.
Finbar.
What?
You know what? Finbar McShane.
What about him?
He's still out there, somewhere. You want to try to make a case with me, or do you want to just stand on your anger?
What are you talking about?
If you let me in, I can tell you.
Bosch hesitated, but then stepped back and held up an arm, grudgingly signaling her to enter. Ballard walked in and stood near the table where Bosch had just been sitting.
No music?
Not today. So, McShane? She nodded, understanding that she had to get to the point.
They put me in charge of cold cases, Harry.
Last I heard, the open unsolved unit was canceled. Disbanded because it wasn't as important as putting uniforms on the street.
That's true, but things change. The department is under pressure to work cold cases. You know who Jake Perlman is, right?
City councilman.
He's actually your councilman. His kid sister was murdered way back. It was never solved. He got elected and found out the unit was quietly disbanded and there was nobody looking at cold cases.
And so?
And so I got wind of it and went to the captain with a proposal. I move over from RHD and reconstitute the open, unsolved unit. Work cold cases.
By yourself?
No, that's why I'm here. The 10th floor agreed. One sworn officer, me, and the rest of the unit composed of reserves and volunteers and contract players. I didn't come up with the idea. Other departments have been using the same model for a few years and they're clearing cases. It's a good model. In fact, it was your work for San Fernando that made me think of it.
And so you want me on this squad or whatever you're calling it? I can't be a reserve. I wouldn't pass the physical. Run a mile in under 10 minutes? Forget it.
Right. So you'd volunteer, or we'd make a contract. I pulled all the murder books on the Gallagher case. 6 books for 4 murders. More stuff than you took with you, I'm sure. You could go back to work, officially, on McShane.
Bosch thought about that for a few moments. McShane had wiped out the whole Gallagher family in 2013 and buried them in the desert. But Bosch had never been able to prove it, and then he retired. He hadn't solved every case he'd been assigned in almost 30 years working murders. No homicide detective ever did. But this was a whole family. It was the one case he hated most to leave on the table. You know, I didn't leave on good terms. I walked out before they could throw me out, then I sued them. They'll never let me back in the door.
If you want it, it's a done deal. I already cleared it before I came here. It's a different captain now and different people. I have to be honest, Harry, not a lot of people there know about you. You've been gone, what, 5 years? 6? It's a different department.
They remember me up on 10, I bet. The 10th floor of the police administration building was where the office of the chief of police and most of the department's commanders were located.
Well, guess what? We don't even work out of the PAB. We're out in Westchester at the new homicide archive. Takes a lot of the politics and prying eyes out of it.
That intrigued Bosch. 6 books, he said, musing out loud.
Stacked on an empty desk with your name on it.
Bosch had taken copies of many documents from the case with him when he retired. The chrono and all the reports he thought were most important. He had worked the case intermittently since his retirement, but had to acknowledge he had gotten nowhere with it, and Finbar McShane was still out there somewhere and living free. Bosch had never found any solid evidence against him, but he knew in his gut and in his soul that he was the one. He was guilty. Ballard's offer was tempting. So I come back and work the Gallagher family case?
Well, you work it, yeah. But I need you.